Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, and I'd like to read with you verses 13 through 17. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, where the Word of God says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That's Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. And I want to focus on that 13th verse, where it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's a tremendous message given to everybody on the face of the earth, including you. We see three things in that verse. Number one, we see the people. It says, "For whosoever." What that really means is that Jesus Christ died for everybody on the face of the earth. There is a teaching out there that says that Jesus Christ only died for a certain few called the elect. But Jesus died for everybody, for all people who have ever lived or who lives currently or whoever will live. Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for the sins of the whole world, and that includes you. That includes you. Do you realize that? Jesus died for you. Well, you are a part of the group. You are one of the people for whom Christ died. But then we see here the process. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall call upon the name of the Lord." You see, to have a relationship with God doesn't mean that we've got to work on it ourselves. No. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." We cannot earn our way into heaven. Jesus died for you, and he died for me, and all we need to do is to call upon his name and ask him to save us. Have you ever done that? Perhaps you could just simply do it today. And you could do so by saying something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if you really mean that, he will keep his word. He will save you. And I would encourage you to do so today. So the people includes whosoever. The process is to call upon the name of the Lord, because only Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. But then the prospect is, shall be saved. That means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The promise of the Word of God is that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord is the person who God will save and deliver them from their sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence. If you've not done so, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord today. Ask him to save you, and he will, and you will have eternal life in heaven, in a land without tears, and a time without end. Father, I thank you for this simple message of salvation to all people. And it is my prayer that if there is anyone under the sound of my voice right now who has not yet trusted your Son Jesus as their Savior, that today would be the time of salvation for them. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.